This Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast is presented by Robo Motors in Sylacauga, Alabama. Well known for quality pre-owned automobiles, RVs, boats, and motorcycles, and by Sylacauga Handicapped, the area's premier source of handicapped mobility and motoring equipment. Listen to the full show from 8 to 11 a.m. on Sundays on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix106.5 mobile apps, and the Mix106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama. Every week, we feature encouraging stories and have a great conversation with guests about their faith. This is Mixed Sunday Morning for the week of June 25th, 2023. I'm Greg Wyckoff, and in the studio over Zoom, Miss Caitlin McTeer. How are you doing?
I am doing great. Happier now that I'm seeing you.
No, it is so good to see you because normally I'm used to seeing you in town, but some people just grow up and become megastars and move to the big city of New York. How is that going?
It's really great. New York is, of course, very different than Sylacauga, but in a lot of ways, very similar. I think we get a bad rap up here for being mean or rude, but honestly, when New Yorkers are kind to you, they can be just as sweet with that Southern hospitality like we have in Sylacauga. So it's been really great. It's almost been 2 years coming up in July since moving here after graduating. So I found it to be my new home, but who knows? I may be back in Alabama. I know my grandparents would probably prefer that.
Yes, they would, because I'm a new grandparent and I couldn't stand to be away from my grandkids. So.
No, I know my granddad, he was up here a few weeks ago and he's like, "Caitlin, when are you coming home?" And I said, "I don't know," but he's like, "I would love for you to come closer." I'm like, "Oh, we'll see." So I totally get it.
Well, isn't it cool how the Lord, because this is something you probably never imagined growing up in Sylacauga, how God will move you and place you where he wants you.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's interesting because I think a lot of people who move to New York, it's always been a dream of theirs to come to the city. And for me, I actually was quoted at some point in high school saying, "I don't think I'll ever move to New York. It's too dirty and there's too many rats." And here I am just coexisting with the rats every single day here in the city. But there's just so many moments, especially towards the end of my college career, that were very distinct. God opening a door and saying, "Caitlin, just trust me and walk through it." And I know that like God had me here with such purpose and intention. And even when I have my like rougher seasons here in the city, he continues to open up doors and make ways. So it definitely feels very intentional.
We'll come back and talk more about that. Miss Caitlin McTeer on Mixed Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mixed Sunday Morning, and I'm blown away, like I told this special guest I have today, of having the, what I call the best seat in the house. Forrest Gump would have to get off the bench for me to be able to tell my life story of some of the, and I'll say it, laugh at me, whatever you want, these precious children of God that I was so honored to have in church and in this town. And Miss Caitlin McTeer, you're one of them, because I sit here every week with former Bubbas and their former kids in our youth, the youth group that we've been together. And I always call them superstars. Well, it hit me this week after I talked to you. Do you know that you were the very first superstar? I remember the first time I called you superstar, you gave me a funny look. And I really didn't mean what it meant back then. I just knew it meant that you were more than what could be seen. And what I know, and man, I didn't think I was going to get emotional on this, but it's a child of God that is shining for him. And that's what a superstar is. And you are a true example of that. You were the very first, and I couldn't think of anyone better to lead the rest of this group of young women and young girls that are superstars now, that look up to you?
Well, thank you. I can actually remember being in youth group, and you always would always be in the hallway and pass, and you're like, "Hey there, superstar." And I'm like, I'm just a kid in middle school or high school in Sylacauga. Like, I'm not that big of a superstar. But I think that it's like I said right before our interview when we were chatting a little bit, that everything that I've accomplished now and like who I am and being here in the city and all the things people look at my resume and think are these really cool things, I'm like, I legitimately would not have accomplished any of it without people just like you who fed so much into me, that saw something I didn't see in myself, that prayed for me and were there for me on the hard days and gave me that reminder to be persistent and to push through. And so I definitely would not be a superstar if it wasn't for people just like you.
And talking about stars and glitter, we'll throw the word glitter out. What was it, 2 weeks ago that you were in Miss New York?
Yeah, it was almost 10 days now since I left. So I'm finally starting to get back into normal routine in life.
Top five?
Yes.
That is really
exciting.
That is, that's a blessing. That is a platform for the Lord.
Yes, I would agree. It's, I feel like in general, living in New York is very different than living in Alabama. You deal with a lot of different, I don't want to say deal with, but you meet and are around a lot of different people with different opinions and beliefs. And I think moving to New York has made me really have to put more work into my faith, because it's not something that's just like in our natural community. And when I competed back in Miss Alabama, it was fairly normal to like go into prayer circles or have a prayer at the end of the night with all of the girls and volunteers. We're walking into Miss New York week. This is now my second week, my second year competing. And so the first time it was a little bit of a shock that there were so many different type of girls, which is, you know, the beauty and appeal for people moving to New York is having such a diverse melting pot of the world. But I think this year I came in so much more equipped of being able to realize that my job was not to necessarily win a crown, but was to pour into the women around me, speak positivity into them, and also pray over them when they needed that as well. And so I was really grateful that I made top five, but I think it was the friendships and being able to really pour into others that made the experience worthwhile.
I would expect nothing else from you.
No, yeah, it was a lot, but definitely.
It's Mixed Sunday Morning. I hope you're having a great day, or if you're on the podcast, I hope you're having a great evening, whatever it is, because it's going to be good because God's in control, and it's going to be so good because of the guest we have this week, Miss Caitlin McTeer. Thank you for taking the time of your busy New York hustle bustle life.
No, thank you for having me. Seriously, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
Well, we talked in the last segment, this segment is about the Bible verse you chose, and I'm interested to hear what you're going to share with us today.
Yeah, so it's one that everyone knows, and I think a lot of times when you ask people, what's your favorite Bible verse, at least maybe it's that like pressure as a Christian that you want to be able to like say every single verse in the Bible by memory, but for me, it's always been Psalm 139, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. And it's interesting because, you know, we're having this conversation because of our longtime friendship and your mentorship in my life. The first time that that became a part of my routine was when I was in middle school. Beth Steers, she was my math teacher. Mm-hmm. And at the end of every class, she made us, we could not leave her classroom without saying, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, and God has many precious thoughts in me. And at the time, we were all just trying to rush out, get to wherever we were going. We probably like, you know, you're in middle school, you're hungry, you want to play, you want to run around, you've got so much like adrenaline. But she would not let us leave the classroom without saying that. And I didn't even know that routine that she put in us when we were like 12 would be something that in so many different phases of my life, I would come to really quickly, whether it be moments when I was super stressed out or I didn't think that I had the endurance or the gifts or the skills to do something, I always would come back and say, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. And so God has not given me a spirit of fear. He's given me this confidence, and I shouldn't walk into any room, especially in rooms like here in New York, where you're like, oh my God, things can be really intimidating. But I even feel like I felt that in college too, like coming from a smaller town, going to the University of Alabama, where it was really my first time being like exposed for long periods of time to people from like Orange County, California, or New York City or Chicago. And these kids that have had all of these really cool experiences. And I would often get imposter syndrome and think, I don't really know why I should be in this room. And God's like, I've given you a spirit of confidence, not a fear. And you're wonderfully made. You have all of the skills, talents, gifts in your toolbox. And I wouldn't put you in this room if I didn't know you could succeed. And so I think that I've also seen that verse pop up a lot for me when I've had failures, or what I would perceive as a failure, that wonderfully made also makes me think about the plan He has for my life, and that everything He does is wonderful. Even when it sucks, even when it feels like, God, I have no idea why you would make me put in all this work just to not have my name called. I know that His plans are good, and that there's a reason for everything.
Amen. Well, all right, we'll take a break. Can we have you for one more second?
Absolutely.
It's Mixed Sunday Morning in the studio via Zoom. Technology is just awesome. Miss Caitlin McTeer from New York City. I never thought I'd say that. Never.
Me
neither. Now, what does your mom say about that?
Oh, she loves it. I think she just loves that my apartment is here and she can just take a trip to New York City for however long she wants. I think one time she was here for 2.5 or 3 weeks. So she really takes advantage of having somewhere to go on vacation a lot. But I know that, of course, she would love me to be close, but I think a large part of her parenting growing up was allowing me to just follow my dreams and my heart and the path that God had for me. And I think because I always was really strong with my faith, I was like, okay, I think God really wants me to do this. Or like, I've really prayed for this. And I think it can be really hard as a parent to just say, I mean, sure, go to New York City, sure, you know, go for these things and audition for this or try that. And then also have to be the parent that when those things don't work out sometimes has to still love you and support you and speak godly words into you as well on the back end. So she's been such a support system to me as well as my grandparents.
Well, I'm going to go out on a limb on this question because I learned a few weeks ago, Miss Ibi Dixon was on the show.
Yes.
and Ibi taught me something that you have to have a platform. You basically have a platform. And so it just hit me. I know you, and we'll just put it out there. What is your platform? Because I have a feeling it has a service for the Lord somehow. So what platform do you run on?
Yeah, so I guess technically in the Miss America organization, my like community service project and platform is food insecurity. But it's one of those things that I've always felt the Lord call me to do work within poverty, whether it's like homelessness or working in food pantries or doing research and educational tools around those issues. And it's been interesting because I've competed in pageants for a long time. And so when I first started, it was immediately like helping Jim and Linda Jones with Alabama Childhood Food Solutions. And I just saw this need to help my peers. And then I went to Alabama for college and I recognized there weren't college students that had food. And I think people have that perception. If you can afford to go to college, then you can afford to eat. And that is not always the case. And my heart was just completely drawn to it. It was interesting how, not that my heart ever closed for helping children K through 12 with food insecurity, but I felt this like extreme pull where God's like, no, this is what you need to do. You need to lead in the space. And it was a really hard thing to break into too, because administrators and a lot of people didn't really take the issue seriously at the time, like 2017, 2018. And so I had a lot of no's, I had a lot of doors slammed, I had a lot of people not even respond to my emails. And it took me probably 2 or 3 years before people actually started listening. And then when I moved here, I felt the same thing. God was like, I really want you to do work in the city. And now I work at a food pantry just 2 blocks away from my apartment and help feed people over the weekends. And so it's one of those things that, not that I've ever tried to run away from volunteerism or service, but I think it's easy naturally as humans. We get selfish with our time and we're like, I want to sleep in on a Saturday. And God's like, nope, you're getting up, you're going to the food pantry. So it's always been in my heart to do that work.
I knew it. I had this funny feeling. I just knew it. And it's just, it's been an amazing journey to watch you, to watch what he's done with you. And it's only the beginning. I can't wait to see what the next step is. So as we close this show, do you mind if I say a prayer?
Absolutely. I would love that.
All right. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for this child. Lord, and I know we don't see her at home and she's a long way from home, but Lord, she's in your hands. And I ask you to just protect her in New York, Lord. I ask you to be with her, to have guardian angels just wrap around her, just put a hedge of protection around her. Lord, just continue to let the light that shines in her, Lord, just to intensify and burn in the hearts of others. Lord, guide and protect her. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Well, Miss Caitlin, it's been totally awesome to have you on the show. You are welcome to come back anytime. I love keeping up with you. I like everything. I follow you. So it's cool to see what God is doing with you.
Well, thank you. I will definitely try to come back, but maybe in person. So we'll have to coordinate next time I'm in Sylacauga.
That would be neat. And we might have to see who we could drag in with you. That would be cool. We'll have to bring in what we call it a blast from the past. Who knows?
Oh, wow. Well, I'm excited for whatever comes up next.
Well, again, thank you for your time. Miss Caitlin. It's time for one of my favorite segments of this show, the Suit Up Ministry Minute by Dr. Jeff Springer.
This is a Suiting Up Minute with Jeff Springer. In John 14:23, Jesus replied, "If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." Obedience is the second step to receiving hope in Christ. Last time we talked about the first step, humility. True humility leads to obedience. Obedience, just as vital as humility, brings to light in our walk the hope in Christ to do his will. Man, just like Jesus, we must strive every day to achieve hope through intentional obedience. Hebrews 5:8-9 says, "Although he was a son, he learned obedience from what he suffered, and once made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him." Where in your life are you completely obedient? What areas of obedience do you need to work on? Man, get off the bench. Get in the game. Today is game day, and so is every day God gives you. So come on, man. Suit up. To follow the Suit Up movement, go to twitter.com/suitupministry, all one word, or go to suitupministries.org for contact information.
Wow, it's amazing. As I said before, when time flies, you must be having fun. And 3 hours have just blown by on this show again. I want to thank Miss Caitlin McTeer for taking the time out of a very busy schedule to come on the show and share a little bit about her life, what she's doing in the city of New York. Thank you to Robo Motors for stepping up and helping us and helping me get the word of God out. If you didn't see it in the news this week, the Jesus March in Tampa, Florida, where thousands of people came out in the name of Jesus. And I say that because you're not going to see that on the news. There is a movement going on in this country. There's a movement going on around this world. People are coming to the Lord. And I say that to say this. I hope your heart's prepared. I hope you know who our Heavenly Father is. And I want to tell you this morning, it doesn't matter what you've done. If you're listening, if you're saying, I can't be a Christian. I can't be a son, a daughter of the Lord. Yes, you can, because our Jesus, and remember, I didn't say my Jesus. He came to this earth to die on this cross for everyone, to rid you of sin. All you have to do is call out in His name. Ask Him to come into your heart, forgive you of your sin. The thief on the cross next to Him, Jesus took Him with Him while He was hanging on a cross. He will take you where you are, no matter what. I hope you enjoyed the show this morning. We'll be back next week. I've got another great guest lined up. You'll love that interview. If the Lord doesn't come back. I'm Greg Wyckoff, signing off for Mix Sunday Morning. Thanks for listening. If you like what you've heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, or the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. I'm Greg Wyckoff, and this program is a product of Radio Alabama.